Okay, here we are together on another Saturday morning. Here with our minds. Hopefully we've chosen a place with some relative quiet, free of as many of the usual distractions that might be present in our daily lives. And we're just starting by settling into the feeling of sitting or lying here. What does it feel like in the body just to be here right now? Notice if there's any resistance to tuning into the body itself. Notice if you have some resistance there. That's okay. Sometimes tuning into the body itself can be very emotional or uncertain. We're not quite sure what we'll find, and our physical, tangible, embodied experience tends to be much more closely affiliated to our emotional world. It's why they're called feelings. So now I'd like you to notice, if you can, any explicit or implicit messages you're getting from your own mind about how you're doing right now in terms of these questions around, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Tuning into the judgments that are very often present in relation to our experience. This thinking mind that tells us what we should or shouldn't be experiencing, what is right or wrong, good or bad. And I invite you to just start by hearing the message out. Listen to the judgment. Let go of the need to push it away or deny it or reject it or fight with it. See instead if you can just be as you are right now relatively still, listening to the words or the wordless judgment. And at the same time, notice if you have a tendency to over-identify with the message, to internalize it, to personalize it, to make it part of your identity. Just notice if there's a tendency to agree or concede or surrender to the voice. Either of these two options, fighting or identifying, tend to be motivated from places of shame, guilt, obligation. None of these are particularly fruitful motivators in the long term. What we might often find is that they lead to yet only more shame, guilt, and obligation. Instead, can we simply be with the message? Hear it out. And start to understand that this inner critic, like an imaginary neurotic parent, is simply trying to keep us alive, to keep us from being what it perceives as humiliated, perhaps, or embarrassed, publicly shamed. Just trying to make sure we stay safe. And sometimes it might be overzealous in this goal. We might often find it cares less for our happiness as it does our immediate survival. And just like as we grow into adults and start to take on a new relationship to our own parents, who are often subject to their own paternal or maternal neuroses, like any of us, we can start to give a little patience and understanding. To where they are coming from. And although it might not feel like it at first, can we translate these messages and see that they're coming from a misguided yet ultimately pure place of love? They just want us to be safe. this inner critic just wants us to succeed. It wants us to be safe. It wants us to be fed and clothed. It doesn't want us to be humiliated. Ultimately, it wants what it thinks is for us to be happy. And if we can recognize that intention, can we start to open to that itself, that despite its words or ideas or corrections or criticisms, it's doing its best with limited tools to try to help us. And so can we even have a little bit of humor towards its communications. Can we appreciate sentiment while taking a little bit of humor in the clumsiness of its articulation? Can we let the inner critic be here with us? Because no matter what we've tried before, it doesn't seem to be going away. And if it did, might we miss it? Instead, can we look to change our relationship to it without changing it directly? Can I simply be with the inner critic without fighting with it, or submitting to it, but being with it alongside it? Can we send it love? Perhaps the love that it lacked that led to such a black and white perspective of the world. Can we send kindness to the inner critic? Can we give it the understanding that we seek ourselves, the kindness that we seek, the support we seek? Patience. Can we hold the inner critic in our own innate, loving, open, spacious awareness? As the ocean holds tumultuous waves, but is unperturbed, unhurt, simply holding a context for this aspect of experience, letting go of the need to fight it or identify with it. Can I simply be with it kindly? We're now going to practice in silence for a few minutes together. If at any point the discursive, conceptual thoughts in your mind seem oppressive or overwhelming, you might try inviting in the body's experience as well, not instead, but allow it to become part of your awareness too. Sometimes it's easier to bring a sense of caring and support in the physical realm. Can I simply be with the feelings that come with the thoughts? instead of becoming overly invested with the narrative of the thoughts themselves. Can I learn to develop tolerance, if only that for now, to this inner critic who's often here and unlikely to go away? But potentially open to a transformed relationship with us. But that journey is likely only to start with the kindness and acceptance and tolerance that we can model for it. Can we start the path of turning this inner critic into an inner ally? Can it become eventually our best and dearest friend?